You just say your name to identify the recording.
Hoi Chong.
I'm here with Hoi Chong, and we're in Folkestone during the triennial, and I want to talk about your work, Minuet, which is very exciting because of what you've done and how you've managed to really talk about so many different layers. So I wanted to begin by asking you about the place itself, the site itself, and how you identified it.
When I came, I was looking for a project or looking at some place where I feel I could work with, or a community I could work with, or a place that I liked. And I realized there was a Muslim community here. And what I did was I just went there after Friday prayers, and I talked to the priest, the imam of the place, and he seemed quite interested in the idea, and he actually arranged a meeting with the mosque committee 2 days later. So I met with the committee who runs the mosque, and they were very receptive to the idea. But I told them that this is all initial. I have to make a proposal and to see if it's approved. So anyway, I did the proposal, and some months later, the triennial office approved it. And so I came back and started working with them, you know, working with the triennial office to materialize the project, to implement the project. And then that's how it came about.
Now, what you've done, I think, is very interesting, because some of the comments that have been made is that people didn't actually even realize there was a mosque there, although this mosque used to obviously attract a huge amount of people from different areas, so it had a wide reach. But it's very plain. And what you've done, talk about what you've done, because the way you tackled that and the features you've added and the materials you've chosen are very important in terms of the concept of this piece.
Yes, I think most people don't even know there's a mosque around. In fact, some of the neighbors told us that we are so glad finally, you know, people know it's a mosque, because worshippers would come to houses or flats along the road and knock on the door and say, "Is this the mosque?" And they would say, you know, "It's not, it's just down the street," you know. So finally, it's sort of a coming out for the Muslim community. And they are very happy that, you know, that they have been recognized as a community, because it's the only mosque around here, and people from as far as Dover drive here, and they have a congregation of about 200 to 300 people, and it's still growing. So when it comes to my work, yes, I was particularly interested in showing a sense of transformation, a sense of a work in progress or a situation in progress. So in looking at Folkestone as a town or a city that is being regenerated, you see a lot of scaffolding, you see a lot of construction netting. And I wanted to play with that as one level of it, that is part of construction of Folkestone. Second, the materials themselves lend a very meaningful idea to the work, because scaffolding is to hold up a place. It's a skeleton which makes something real. It's a kind of a foundation in a way. And the construction netting is also a temporary cladding in a way, and as well as a protection to avoid materials. In a real construction site, construction netting would prevent things from falling out or falling in. So the whole idea of the using industrial materials was supposed to give a sense of something coming into being, something translucent, something not yet realized, but is going to be realized. And because we have put lighting in the work as well, at night it shifts. So from a more industrial feeling in the day, at night it becomes almost like a green gem, like a gem in the night sky. The building lights up and the construction netting is green. And yeah, so it shifts from industrial to almost spiritual.
What I loved about that is that when you visit any place of worship, but I'm particularly thinking now of the Christian religion, mm-hmm. you go into buildings as the light changes. At mm-hmm. night, the light shines out. That's during right. the day, the light shines in. And I was much taken by how the use of light and colour, you're kind of changing the relationship, just as buildings change mm-hmm. as the way at night often places of interest are floodlit. Yes. But also there's something beautiful and poignant, I think, about the veiling of the building in terms of this transparency, mm-hmm. in terms of what has been much debated about the Muslim faith and mm-hmm. people covering themselves, etc. Was that also in your mind? Because you're working with a community, so you have to be very sensitive right. to different thoughts, different cultures.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the material, one of the things that is very beautiful about construction netting is that its form and its quality changes all the time, depending on the light. If it is a very bright day and the sun is, let's say, in front of it, you can hardly see the material. So you just see scaffolding. And then when the sun hits it from an angle, the netting lights up, and so it assumes a volume. And then at night, it glows. So that transparency does talk about the original sort of intentions of Islam, I think. One can, you know, interpret it as going back to look at the transparency of the religion, although it's been misinterpreted by certain sects or certain people to be a non-transparent thing at all. But having lived among Muslims, having grown up in a Muslim majority country, there are some beautiful elements about the religion. But when I started the project last year, it was very different, slightly different circumstances than what has transpired in UK in the past 6 months. So back then it was more poetic. Now it's highly politicized, and it's not because I want to capitalize on the situation. It just so happened that within this past 6 months, so much has transpired here, you know, with the bombings and both on both sides. I mean, the attacks on the Muslims as well as the terrorist attack on ordinary citizens of the country. So this work has become sort of a very cogent, a very timely expression of, and I think needed for this time and day.
Now, I wanted to talk about the colour as mm-hmm. well. Is that the colour normally used for construction netting, or did you purposely choose that particular colour?
I purposely chose green because green is associated with Islam, one. Two, green is associated with gems, like an emerald. So at night, I wanted it to look like an emerald, kind of a gem-like feeling in the sky. So yeah, so the green, I mean, there are many colours to construction netting, but I chose green because it gave that sense.
Can I also ask you about its relationship to your practice as an artist? Because obviously you've made many huge sculptures, architectonic mm-hmm. works, and I just wanted to talk about how that fits with your practice.
Actually, I work in various kinds of media, but the constant, I think, in my practice is a retrieval of hidden histories, a retrieval of marginalized stories. And depending on the context, the materials changes. The materials will change depending on, you know, what I need, what I want to say. But the thread that runs through it is I'm interested in sort of almost archaeological process of pulling out stories. It can be, like in the case of this work, a community that has been sort of forgotten or ignored. In other circumstances, it could be a popular history that has also been subsumed by, you know, contemporary times. So, yeah, but I'm interested in narratives which are not normally seen and heard.
And finally, why did you want to become an artist, an architect, working with all these different mediums? What first attracted you to this?
Well, I became an artist almost stumbled upon being an artist, because my background was actually in social science and literature and humanities. So, but I did study art only as my final degree. I studied, you know, from my first degree was in English literature and critical theory, and then my second degree was in developmental psychology. So art was almost like the last thing I did. So why did I do art? I don't know. I thought it would be an interesting thing to explore.
And my final question, do you have any memory or anything that you can remember that really, the first, it may have been an artwork, it may have been a piece of poetry or an opera or something, mm-hmm. that really touched you and really amazed you in some way?
Probably reading comics as I grew up. And Abridged Stories by Charles Dickens to reading Antigone as a kid, and again abridged versions. So from Sophocles, to Charles Dickens, to Jules Verne. So it was more mainly literature. That's why I studied literature.
Well, that's also interesting in terms of what you've done here, this kind of journey, this building that both belongs to the site but also relates so much to other cultures, other stories, other journeys.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I hope so.
Thank you.
Thank
that
you
was
so
great.
Much,
that okay. was great.
Thank
really
you.
Interesting.
Yeah.